As we keep time with the church's calendar, it is the last day of the church year, Christ the King Sunday. The church year begins every year with the season of Advent as we anticipate the coming of Christmas. And we celebrate the birth of Jesus and then the baptism of Jesus and other moments in his life, like the transfiguration, that moment on top of the mountain. And then we observe Ash Wednesday, entering into that season of Lent where we prepare ourselves for the events of Holy Week. And then, with the church around the world, we rejoice on Easter morning and then spend a season thinking about what it means to live as Easter people. And then we celebrate the birthday of the church at Pentecost and then spend that long stretch of time after Pentecost thinking about what it means to be the body of Christ, which brings us to today, the last Sunday of the church year, where we're thinking about and envisioning Christ as King, thinking about the fulfillment of the kingdom of God, the way God hopes the world to look, where brokenness is healed, sin is forgiven, and justice is realized. And like the life of Jesus, the last day of the church year calls us to put the most vulnerable first. Normally, when we think about the passion of God, we think about the cross of Jesus. But the prophet Ezekiel nudges us this morning, reminding us that that passion goes way back, that it is, as Jürgen Moltmann writes, it is not just that humans long for God, it is also that God longs for humans. And in Ezekiel, the people have been scattered throughout the world. They are exiled in Babylon. They've been driven from their homes. They are facing a future of uncertainty. They are vulnerable and exposed to exploitation. And the prophet Ezekiel criticizes the leaders of Israel, or shepherds as he calls them, because they did not look out for the poor and the vulnerable. Instead, they looked out for themselves. So it says, God will step in to be their shepherd, to seek out the lost, to bind up the injured, to bring back the stray, to strengthen the weak. That if the leaders will not look out for the vulnerable, God will look out for them. There's a great deal of passion throughout this passage. We hear the depths of God's steadfast love and faithfulness. And it's similar to that passion we overhear in a young person's voice when he or she is trying to decide what to do with his or her life. That they dream of a career where they can help others. That they want to spend time serving the needs of the underserved. That they want to leave the world better than they found it. And I am always thankful for the passion in their voices? Because it reminds us of our sense of calling and conviction throughout our lives. But then they run up against, as we all do, those obstacles towards those things. And like we all do, they experience disappointment and discouragement. It's like the child who dreams of a treehouse. She looks up at the trees and imagines this treehouse high above the ground, and it sounds pretty exciting. But then that excitement turns into hard work, carrying boards and getting splinters in your hands, of swinging a hammer and having sore thumbs, of climbing ladders and facing one's fear of heights. That it's not quite as exciting as it once sounded. That is, until that first moment where you climb up into the treehouse and she looks out and she feels that passion yet again. That we too can rekindle our passion for caring for the poor and the vulnerable. Because the last day of the church year invites us to put the most vulnerable first. Because those on the margins are found at the very center of our faith. The prophets, like Ezekiel, often talk about solidarity with the poor and the vulnerable. It's why, when Jesus started his ministry, everyone kept saying, "He sounds like a prophet." And it's why Jesus fits that description of a shepherd found in Ezekiel, of seeking the lost, bringing back the strayed, binding up the injured, strengthening the weak. And then when the Gospel of Matthew starts to talk about Christ as king, it describes sheep and goats. Quite fitting for a king that is also a shepherd. And the king points out, the sheep were the ones who fed the hungry, gave water to the thirsty, welcomed the stranger, visited the prisoner, clothed the naked, cared for the sick. That the sheep looked like the shepherd, which is a different kind of king, one who cares for the most vulnerable among us. And when the sheep ask, when did we do those things? Whenever you did those things for the least of these, you did them for me. It's why those on the margins are found at the center of our faith. In Davidson, North Carolina, there's an Episcopal congregation that commissioned a bronze statue of Jesus. And as they were thinking about what the statue would look like, their desire was it would represent some of the love of God found in Jesus, seen in his story and throughout his ministry, where he sought the lost, brought back the strayed, bind up the injured, and strengthened the weak. So, the statue of Jesus depicted a man who was homeless, lying down on a park bench. You could tell it was Jesus because of the wounds on his feet where the nail had pierced them. That it was a reminder, whenever you do these things for the least of these, you do them for me. Not everybody was pleased with this statue. Many people took it upon themselves to write in to the local newspaper saying that it seemed disrespectful. But the love of God calls us to care for the hurting because the presence of God is found there. That whenever we draw near to those who are hurting, we discover the image of God inside of us. We catch a glimpse of God's new day, where brokenness is healed, sin is forgiven, and justice is realized. It is like that moment where Philip went to Nathanael and said, "I've discovered the one about whom Moses and all the prophets wrote. It's Jesus from Nazareth." But Nathanael couldn't believe it. He doubted it. Can anything good come from Nazareth? Nazareth was this small town out there on the margins in the region of Galilee where many peasants live. It was not a place of prestige or power. It was a place that was vulnerable. That God is found on the margins. That in the same way that we discover God's presence in prayer, in the same way that we find God's presence in worship, in the same way that we experience God's presence through forgiveness, the presence of God is found on the margins with those who are hurting. Because God said, "I will step in and shepherd them." Seeking out the lost, bringing back the strayed, binding up the injured, and strengthening those who are weak. And perhaps that is a good place to end the year, and a good place to begin the next one, as we anticipate the birth of Jesus, who was born on the margins, but who was full of the steadfast love of God. Amen.